So do all of your executives get this treatment? This is quite the orientation. International travel on the private jet? And I don't drink, but that champagne you offered. I know it wasn't cheap. I'm very, very flattered. Our interview was amazing, and I'm so excited to get started. But I'm really just curious to see what you have in store for me today. I mean, you've really pulled out all the stops. It's my first day. You're not really leaving yourself anywhere else to go. Certainly. I'd love to discuss some strategy with you. Like I said when we were talking before during the interview, me being an industry outsider, I think it gives me some valuable perspective. I have lots of ideas how we can make the third quarter tremendously profitable. I know you'd had all those projects and all those investments queued up and were waiting to make some decisions. And now that I have the job, I'm looking to hear, I don't know, the inside information finally. Straight from you. Sure, I don't mind. I'll come right over there. Sure, I can squeeze in there. Do you mind? All right, thank you. And I've got my notes right here. And good. I'm glad to see you brought yours too. It's a very, very interesting industry. And I'm very, very happy to be working with you. No, very excited. You know, the interview even, it was amazing. I don't know if I've ever had an interview go like that, you know? It was just like two friends talking, wasn't it? Kind of like No. I was just going to say kind of like a date. I mean, it was a good date. No, I didn't mean anything by it, no. No, that's not what I meant. Now, come on, boss. Don't put me in a position where I'd have to say something, I don't know, compromising. Not on my first day, anyway. Come on. Oh, now what are you talking about? Of course I do. Of course I do. Of course I think you're an attractive woman. That didn't have anything to do with my desire to come work here. Oh, come on. See, now I know you're just fucking with me, aren't you? Well, you're funny. You're very, very funny. Although with all the stops you've pulled out for me, the champagne, this trip, and I still don't even know where we're going. It seems like, I don't know, you're the one who's trying to impress me. Oh. What is it? You just averted your eyes from me. Just for a second. Oh, now someone as seasoned and experienced as you. Oh, I couldn't embarrass you just like that, could I? Unless you were very, very, very attracted to me, of course. But I don't think that would have gone into your hiring decision, right? Well, let's just say I'm not disappointed that my boss is such an attractive woman. We'll at least admit that. And you could have sat on the other side of the table, but you decided to scoot in nice and close when we decided to compare notes. And even now, you could pull away, but you're not. And your hand is so close to my leg. You're not touching me, but I could almost feel it. And I mean, it's just you and I. The staff, they're not going to come back unless we call them, right? And I guess we're in international airspace. I guess what goes on out here, hell, who knows?